prophet. You'll have keys. I want to look at your keys now in a different manner, because your keys will represent your life, and you'll see what you're holding on to. A key to your office, a key to your home, a key to your car, and so on and so forth. These are materialistic keys. These are tangible keys. But there are also other keys. Keys to someone's heart. Keys to someone's path. Key to someone's mind, heart, and soul. But the most important key you want to obtain is the key for Jannah. And the keys to close the gates of hellfire. And that key is attained according to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I mentioned who are the winners. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. You may have seen a monkey holding on to something in a hole, and it was caught because they were holding on to it, did not want to let it go, not knowing in his freedom of letting go of the whims and desires. From that hole, he would have been saved and spared his life. So that's what I want you to think from now on. These keys, brothers, that you hold on every day, wallahi, they will be passed on. You will never take them with you into the grave. Your office will be taken by somebody else. Your car will be sold or handed down to your son or so on. And the key for the house will be inherited. Understanding the factor of the keys, there's also a keys right here in this dunya to be able to get to the keys in the hereafter. The key for victory, nasr, is sabr, patience. And the key for knowledge is taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعْلِمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. And there's so many other keys that you have to hold on to in this life to be able to pass the test here and in the hereafter. But as long as you're holding on to the keys of your whims and desires in the dunya, you will never be able to attain the keys for the hereafter. It's a choice you have to make. So choose wisely the keys you put in your pocket, and especially your shroud, because there are no pockets that you will take him with you. There's only righteous deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who speak and follow the best of it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon brother Abdul Samad and brother Khan Tariq. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their grave a piece of heaven and a piece of hell. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the ability to answer the questions in the grave. Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is your messenger? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the gate in the grave to be able to see the place in heaven. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect him on pulpits of light with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and intercede for them, allow the partnership and grant them the ability to be able their neighbors in heaven to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah after a long, healthy, righteous life. Ameen. Alhamdulillah.